Part 2. Note-taking. Graphic organizer. Listen carefully. Fill in each blank from questions 3 to 6 in the table below with the correct word or short phrase.
You have some relatives visiting from overseas. Your family has taken them out for meals and sightseeing. They have shopped until they dropped at malls all over the sunny island. They have also marveled at the skyscrapers in Marina Bay. What else can you do with them after that? Well, you could take them island hopping. There is St. John's Island. It has become famous in recent years for the many friendly cats lounging around. No need to take your cat-loving cousins to the cat cafes. St. John's Island was once a quarantine center for infectious diseases. Now it is a place for travelers to swim, picnic, and trek. There are inviting swimming lagoons, beaches, picnic grounds, and trekking routes, all free of charge. Or perhaps your relatives might like Pulau Ubin, the most famous island, which is also home to one of the last kampongs or villages. You and your relatives can rent bicycles and roam around the island on your own, or travel in a van to the Chek Jawa wetlands. There, you can all stroll along the boardwalk and observe all sorts of wildlife, such as mangrove-dwelling fiddler crabs. Imagine the memories they will make while having some island-hopping fun.
Listen to the text again.
You have some relatives visiting from overseas. Your family has taken them out for meals and sightseeing. They have shopped until they dropped at malls all over the sunny island. They have also marveled at the skyscrapers in Marina Bay. What else can you do with them after that? Well, you could take them island hopping. There is St. John's Island. It has become famous in recent years for the many friendly cats lounging around. No need to take your cat-loving cousins to the cat cafes. St. John's Island was once a quarantine center for infectious diseases. Now it is a place for travelers to swim, picnic, and trek. There are inviting swimming lagoons, beaches, picnic grounds, and trekking routes, all free of charge. Or perhaps your relatives might like Pulau Ubin, the most famous island, which is also home to one of the last kampongs or villages. You and your relatives can rent bicycles and roam around the island on your own, or travel in a van to the Chek Jawa wetlands. There, you can all stroll along the boardwalk and observe all sorts of wildlife, such as mangrove-dwelling fiddler crabs. Imagine the memories they will make while having some island-hopping fun.